She had four kids. I'm constantly looking at her like, are you
How'd you do
how
it?
do you do it?
Have you noticed that your style has changed now that you've become a mom?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I feel like I don't have as much time to get ready in the morning. I feel like I'm just like grabbing and going and just kind of still surviving at this point, which I'm sure a lot of moms can relate to. But yeah, I mean, obviously, like I said, I feel like I've always been like this, but I really want to wear pieces that feel good on my body. And actually, you know, the material feels nice and I feel comfortable in them. But I feel like that's only become more the case now having a baby. I feel like I'm around with him doing tummy time, and I really want pieces that I feel comfortable wearing and that, you know, are soft on his skin too, because I'm constantly holding him and I want to make sure that there's nothing that's like uncomfortable for him. So all the pieces check all those
I
boxes.
love that. And I love that what you said before, that this line also supports Kohl's inclusivity initiative too. So it's pieces for everybody, which I think is so important.
Yes, all ages, all sizes, all body types. That was really something that, like I said, was very important to me.
So I feel like we've been on this pregnancy and motherhood journey together because I also have a 4-month-old son.
Oh
So
my gosh.
yes. So I feel like every time I see your stories and things like that, I'm like, I feel like they're like growing up together.
We need to like text offline because I feel like we're
Seriously.
going through some things right now too.
Yeah, I mean, what kind of things are you kind of experiencing now that, you know, obviously like I feel like they're starting to like really come alive a little bit during this month.
So I feel like our son Dutton is very strong-willed now. His little personality, he's so sweet. He's like a little Sour Patch Kid where like he's so sweet, but the minute he's like over something, he's over it. Or the minute he's hungry, he's hungry. There's no in between. He's like, I want what I want and I want it right now. So I feel like that side of him has really blossomed over the last couple of weeks. And just, you know, I read something the other day that was like the sleeping and just, you know, your baby's journey and growth is not linear. And I feel like that's so true. Like last night, we had such a great night of sleep. He slept till 7 a.m. We felt so great. We were like, oh, we got this. We're on the right track. And then last night, there was like from 2:30 to 4:30 where he was just crying for no reason. All his needs were met. So it's like one of those things where I just have to remind myself that his growth and his development is not linear, and sometimes you're gonna have a bad night here
It's so true. I
and
know. I was thinking that too. Like last night we had a good night. Like he only woke up once for a few minutes and I was like, but tonight could be a whole different ball game.
Oh.
Are you loving everything about being a new mom? Because I mean, it's very hard. The newborn stage is not easy at all. And you know, I mean, what has been your favorite and hardest part about this new journey for you?
Yeah, I mean, gosh, I feel like you just don't really know what to expect going into it. It truly is a love like no other that I've never experienced. You just love them so much and you would do anything for them. But it's really challenging. And I feel like I'm constantly questioning if I'm doing the right thing or if he's okay. And just the worry and the constantly, your mind's just constantly thinking about them. Even if I get an hour break away from the house, it's like I'm still constantly thinking about him. But yeah, I mean, it's been challenging kind of balancing everything, my marriage, work, meeting his needs, and just figuring out that balance and getting into a routine, if that's even possible fully with a 4-month-old, but trying to, so that at least we can get a little bit more time, you know, with Chris and I alone and get in a feeding routine so that I can kind of leave the house for a couple hours and kind of know when I need to be back to feed him. So it's just been a balance and just giving Chris and I both just constantly remind each other that, you know, it's we need to give ourselves grace. We've never done this before and we're doing the best we can.
Totally. And I'm sure it's been an extra challenge for you too, because he's been on the road a lot. So
Yeah.
it's kind of like you're sometimes almost like a single mom type of thing, because he's gone a lot.
Sure. I mean, I have such I always have respected moms, obviously. I'm so close with my mom, but I feel like becoming a mom myself, I have a whole new level of respect for her and what she did. My dad traveled a ton growing up and she had four kids. I'm constantly looking at her like, are you
How'd you
kidding?
do
How do you do it?
it?
No, but I just have a whole new level of respect. And yeah, working moms, single moms, stay-at-home moms, it doesn't matter. Like, what the situation is. It is so hard. And I think the best thing that I've found is just a support system of, you know, friends who are moms and leaning on them. And then also this huge network of moms on social media. I mean, I know social media can be kind of a tricky thing, but one of the good things I've found is just this network of moms all over who have really lended their support and kind words and words of encouragement.